Attorney Mitchell W. Eggers, who represents the Cavalli family, identified grandmother as a reference to Mary Bowles, a partner in the Beverly Hills real estate investment firm of Bowles & Associates. "There is no other grandmother with a part in this case," he said, denying that anyone in the family had anything to do with the Mincher killing. "It's absurd, it's crazy, it's absolutely impossible," Eggers said. "It's beyond my conception that anybody in the Cavalli family would have anything to do with anything illegal, let alone a murder. They are gentle, refined people with an excellent reputation." New leads uncovered. New leads in the Mincher case emerged almost by accident in the last 2 years during the lengthy Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department investigation of the slaying of would-be movie producer Roy Radin. William Maloney Mentzer, 39, of Canoga Park, and Robert Ulmer Lowe, 42, of Rockville, Maryland, two of the alleged hitmen arrested in Radin's 1983 slaying, have also been charged with killing Mincher in 1984. Mentzer has pleaded not guilty, and Lowe is fighting extradition from Maryland. A preliminary hearing is underway in Los Angeles Superior Court into the slaying of Radin, which was dubbed the Cotton Club case because Radin was killed during a financial dispute over the making of the movie of that name. Although the Mincher murder is involved in the hearing, it has been overshadowed by the headline-grabbing testimony in the Radin killing, which has involved cocaine deals, limousines, and accusations involving movie producer Robert Evans. But investigative records filed with the court and the statements of prosecutors and detectives about the Mincher case weave a portrait of an investigation that was started and stopped two different times before the present inquiry began. According to stories told by friends and associates at the time of her death, June Mincher, 29, parlayed advertisements in underground newspapers offering sexual services into a lucrative lifestyle. Friends told investigators that she had spent at least $20,000 on cosmetic surgery to alter her face and hips and enlarge her bust. She drove a lavender Rolls-Royce and carried as much as $12,000 in a case beneath her wig. In the summer of 1983, according to testimony at Cavalli's trial, Cavalli began calling Mincher after seeing her ad in an underground newspaper. The telephone relationship lasted several months, with the two talking for several hours on some days. Cavalli wanted to meet Mincher, but she declined. Finally, he went to her West Hollywood apartment and broke down the door. Cavalli discovered that Mincher weighed 60 or 70 pounds more than she appeared to in the picture in her advertisement, and he ended the relationship.